To get better rates on mortgages, loans, and credit cards, you don't need to know the friend of a friend of the second cousin of a dog walker who went to school with the adopted son of a reflexologist who's currently plant-sitting for the stepsister of a social media influencer that lives next door to some guy who works in finance. You just need a little help from Experian to improve your credit score. Download the Experian app and check your credit score and report for free today.
Hey, Advisor Nation. If you love conversations that help you level up your health, relationships, and life, hit follow and subscribe right now and drop a quick review. It helps more people find the show. Now, I'd like to give a huge thank you today for our sponsor, Dr. Bradley Nelson, a New York Times bestselling author of The Emotional Code and The Body Code. His groundbreaking work is an energy healing and has transformed lives worldwide, and we're honored to have his support for this episode. Now, today, I'm really excited because we have a very special guest on our show, and her name is Diana, and she is from the Diamond Within, a guide dedicated to helping people elevate their health, strengthen their relationships, and upgrade every facet of their life from the inside out. Diane, welcome to the show. I am really excited to have you. Can you tell everybody a little about yourself and say hello to the audience?
Hello, everyone. Hello, Stacey. Thank you for having me. My name is Diana Esther. I am the best-selling author, transformational teacher, inspirational coach, and the creator of the program, educational program, The Diamond Within, helping emotionally sensitive women searching for balance and clarity and wanting to live the life of purpose and joy with grace and ease. And I'm very happy to be here with you and to share wisdom and knowledge of the ages.
I am so excited to have you here on the show. Now, when you say upgrade your health from the inside out, what does that particularly mean? And what does it look like on a day-to-day basis?
I think everything that we experience in life has something to do with our emotions. Mm-hmm. Our emotions, it's not just a feeling, it's energy. Yes. It's energy that actually goes through us. And mm-hmm. the moment we focused, let's say, on the negative emotions, something happened in our life, somebody talked to us, not in a nice way, abusing us. Or sometimes we can even abuse ourselves by having this negative self-talk. It becomes embedded in ourselves. It's like body keeps the memory of this negative experience. And it may take years, and we've forgotten all about it, and we keep on having this negative bad habit. And one of those days, something happens with our health, and we think to ourselves, where is it coming from? Is it possible? But as we all know, the seeds were planted maybe many, many years ago. And once the seed is planted and has been nurtured by us with negative thoughts, feelings, and emotions, it grows strongly into something that we called illness. It can be cancer, it can be any kind of disease that it's not helping us in life. And the way we usually look at it, we look from the outside. We go to the doctors, we do medical tests, we investigate what the issue is behind our illness or not feeling well, and trying to treat our body with chemicals, not understanding that there is an underlying cause of a problem that has something to do with our emotional not well-being, that not helping the situation. And that's why people usually from being ill become, on the long run, chronically ill, because they never can find it, what was the cause, the true cause of their problems. So our body is our vehicle, is our earthy suit that help us to enjoy life, to help us to be present here, help us to be visible and connected to others. And because we don't understand that our body has a very deeply rooted intelligence, that once you understand how your body intelligence works, you become friend with it and you treat your body with love and with care, nurturing your body from within, everything changes. I had lymphatic cancer in my 30s, and I healed my lymphatic cancer without any chemicals. Those days, I had no knowledge about any spirituality, and I did not understand if there is something in this world beside medical treatment. But my body virtually rebelled because when I started not feeling well, and within 2 years, regardless of what test I did, everything would come back, all the lab analysis would come back as inconclusive, and doctors had no clue what was wrong with me.
Right.
I decided to give up on medical science, and I become, how shall I say, not only angry, but just said to myself, whatever will happen, will happen.
Yeah.
And one of these days, I come across one doctor that diagnosed my condition virtually from just walking into his office, not based on any lab analysis, just by looking at me. He had this kind of gift within him and deep knowledge. He was 85 years old and was very, very knowledgeable doctor. And the moment I walked into his room, he said to me, "Where have you been for the last 2 years?" And I said, "What do you mean?" He said, "Call your family. You're not walking out of this hospital. You're going to stay here. You have lymphatic cancer." And that's how it started. And my journey took me to a self-awakening and realization that maybe there is something in this world besides the harmful chemicals to heal my body and to heal my emotions and to heal my soul. And I virtually, without knowledge, spoken into the sky, asking for help and for guidance, and said a sentence: "If there is something in this world to help me heal, show me." And in my family, I was not supported, on that point, with that point of view, because everybody was scared for me. I had a young child of 3 years old, and I decided to go from one natural practitioner to another to see if they can help. And after visiting maybe 20, 25 people, I've realized I have no reassurance. They don't know how to help me. They will try their very best, but there is no reassurances. And those days, if you go alternative route, you might forget the medical route. You choose either or. You can't do both of them. So it was, I used to live in Germany at the time and in Berlin. And I found one woman who was in charge of the Homeopathic Association in Germany. And I flew all the way to Frankfurt to meet with her. And she was the last person in my list. And I put all my trust and everything I had within me in this person because I had no one else to talk to. And she, like everybody else, had the same sentence for me that she cannot give me any assurances and she will try to help me, but I should not do any medical treatment. And I burst into tears and I said to her, "I know you know the answer. I've got no one else to go to, and I'm not going to walk out of your office, even if I have to sleep here for 3 nights, until you come up with a suggestion for me." And they looked at each other, maybe for 60 seconds, and it felt like a lifetime. And she said to me, "Why don't you try macrobiotics?" I said, "What is it? I never heard of it." She said, "It's a way to treat your body using food as energy." And that's how my healing journey started. I went to a retreat that was back in the 90s in Holland, in the forest. I left my 3-year-old, and I had baby at the time, 2 months baby. And I went and lived for 4 months in the wilderness, studying about macrobiotic, studying about my body, healing my body and soul, and learning that there is something in life that you never learn, neither at home, not at school, not at the university. There is a greater side of life that can heal, that can balance, and that can bring joy.
Yes, that is so true. Now, what are the first three small habits you recommended to boost energy and mental clarity within a week?
First, it all begins with self-acceptance for your own life. If we stop blaming others for our life experiences and take full responsibility for absolutely everything that's happening in our life, even if it doesn't seem to be right and correct. If it seems to be that somebody is abusive, somebody is wrong, and somebody is not nice to us, and something is not just, everything that it's happening for a reason. Not everything have to be understood literally, because life give us challenges in order to overcome. And in order to empower ourselves from within and understand who we truly are. And there is no challenge that it's given to anybody that this person cannot overcome if he is willing or she to accept the full responsibility for its life, its well-being, and for its body. This is the very, very first thing. If you don't take responsibility for everything that's happening in your life, especially your health and well-being, nothing can be achieved. This is step number one. Step number two, it's to look at your body, your mind and soul as one. Because people have to have tendency living separate, like our mind is separate from our heart. We are separate from our body. We treat symptoms of our body. You know, we always say, "I have headache, I have stomach ache, my hand is." It's not a part of the body that it's aching. It's the whole body that it experience this ease. And whole body is one, trying to keep the balance. Even during the abuse we give to our body, when we neglect our nutrition, when we neglect the way we speak to ourselves or to others, our lifestyle, we actually abuse our body a lot, and we demand that the body should work perfectly well. But the moment we begin to understand how do not disregard the feelings of our body, because our body talks to us from within. But because we don't hear it, it had to speak through the pain. Because pain, it's the only way for us to pay attention to our body. If we don't have a toothache, we are not going to a dentist. If we don't have a stomach ache, we are not going to gastroenterologist. The only kind of wake up to a pain when body, it's no longer bear this problem. It becomes unbearable. So when you treat your body with love and as one organism, not as a separate parts of it, even if your fingernail is painful and you hurt yourself, the whole body feel this hurt. When you speak with love, when you try to hear the sounds and the whispers from within, because body always speaks to us 24/7. It's us who is not willing to hear.
Yes.
So self-care and self-love and acceptance of responsibility for our body and our life is absolute necessity. It's something without it, you cannot achieve anything.
Right. That's so true. Now, many listeners feel stuck in cycles like stress, poor sleep, low motivation. How do you help someone break that loop?
The issue is when somebody is stuck in the loop of in the emotional loop. It means it's someone who is focusing on this negative emotional thread all the time. Let's say you had a very painful breakup and you keep on talking about it to your girlfriends. You keep on reminding yourself over and over again of the same issue and the same script. You're creating a loop and a
Yeah.
circle that you cannot break.
Right.
Because by focusing on the issue, you keep the emotion stuck within you. It's like a glue. It's stuck there. It cannot go. It cannot be released. In
Yeah.
order to be released, it had to be free. So in order to free emotion, first of all, you have to change the focus from the negative emotions to a positive emotions and to become an outsider, to come out of this circle, to step out of this circle, to become simply an observer, to look at the situation and to ask yourself a question: what it is in me that brought this situation to my awareness? What it is in me, because I'm a magnet. I brought this situation into myself.
Yes.
It's not this other being. It's not this other woman or a man or a situation that just happened on its own.
Right.
It's because it was something in me, maybe a self-worth, maybe a feeling of not good enough,
Right.
maybe a feeling of loneliness or abandonment. Or whatever the feeling behind it, because there is always a feeling behind any issue.
Yeah.
Nothing is for nothing. If you have not placed the seed in front inside of the soil, and all of a sudden you don't know why the tree is growing,
Right.
there is always a seed of something negative that was implanted within us that gave this life to a negative illness or negative breakup or whatever it is. And unless you heal the issue, it will come back to you over and over again. If it's not this relationship, then it will be another one.
Right.
Because I always say, when you travel the world, you take yourself wherever you go.
Yes.
And it doesn't matter whether this country you don't like, or you're gonna go to another country, you're gonna face the same issues and problems because you took yourself as a luggage with you. And
Yeah.
unless you heal your issues, regardless where you are, it's gonna come back to you until these emotions can be accepted, healed, and freed.
Yes.
Because in order to in us For us to be free, we have to free our emotional baggage.
Yes.
And most of the time, we know nothing about it. It can be something that happened during your childhood,
Right.
when you don't even have memories of it, or it can be also ancestral. It can be in your lineage, through your grandmothers and your mother and other members of the family, that
Right.
we know nothing about it. But the moment we heal the emotions within, we are not only freeing ourselves, we are freeing seven generations before us and
Yeah.
seven generations after. That's how we heal the world. We always begin with us.
Yes. That's so true. Now, what role do mindset and self-talk play in physical well-being, and how can we reframe quickly under pressure?
Self-talk is very, very important because if you imagine that every cell in your body has ears,
Yes.
body hears everything. That's why it is very important to take responsibility more from what comes out of your mouth than what goes in.
Yes.
We are looking for diets, we are looking for nutrition, we are looking for all kinds of things to keep our body healthy, but we abuse our body with self-talk and
Yeah.
nobody talks about it. And what's more interesting, we are not even aware of it. We speak to our girlfriends, we speak to our husbands, to our boyfriends. We don't even listen to what comes out of our mouth. But
Yeah.
our body hears everything. And the moment you pay attention to it and virtually writing down what spills out of yourself, you can
Yes.
become slowly aware what it is that's keeping you in the loop of this negative consciousness.
Yes, it's so
And
true.
to stay away from obviously people who is not loving, criticizing, people that are constantly trying to abuse you, not lift you up, not inspire you, not empower you, but to bring you down because of whatever, because of jealousy, because of many other things. This does not help either. There
Yeah.
are ways, obviously, there are spiritual ways of protecting your body, protecting your energy field, but that's a kind of higher consciousness, and we are not talking about it right now. But the most important and very simple way, it's to pay attention what comes out of your mouth,
Yes.
how you speak to yourself, how does it make you feel? And the moment we begin to speak to our body with awareness and love, our body, it's like a flower, started to bloom and started to feel beautiful. You look at yourself in the mirror and you don't recognize yourself.
Yeah.
I created on my website oracle cards that are affirmation cards for healing every side of your life. They're 58 facets of diamond consciousness and 58 facets of affirmations to help heal every side of your life.
Yeah.
And affirmations is something that empowers you from within and helps you to find the way to talk to your body,
Right.
to talk to your body in a way that body can understand. And the best way to do it's in front of the mirror.
Yeah.
So you can see the way you emotionally react on it. And if you don't feel exactly what you meant to say it, and it
Yeah.
doesn't seem to be that it's you, it's okay as well because our mind, our subconscious mind, takes everything literally. It does not tell what's real and what's made up. It takes
Right.
everything literally. But when you keep on doing that daily, within no time, you will become so much more balanced and so much more aware of you and your body, and you will grow so much more stronger from within.
I love that. Now, for relationships, what's the one simple daily practice couples or close friends can use to deepen their connection?
I think life is all about relationships. Relationship not only to another human, relationship to ourselves to begin with.
Yes.
And I think people have tendency to look for someone in their life who can help them to be whole and complete.
Yes.
And that's where the problem is. Because if we are lacking the love to feel people's passion. We love to feel people's strengths because very often we lack this ourselves. So we're searching for someone to complete us. And that's the issue and the problem because it doesn't, unfortunately, it doesn't last. And the reason it doesn't last because we all not perfect and the world not meant to be perfect. And if you understand that couples supposed to grow together, if you are in the relationship that beside everything else offer understanding and acceptance and self-growth, when two people understand each other, that yes, they're not perfect. They're loving each other and they're willing to grow together. This relationship can last for a long time.
Oh, definitely.
Because
Definitely.
this is the most important. Because if you cannot grow together, you only depend on someone to fulfill your needs. Today it will be fulfilled. Tomorrow you will be upset and then you'll break up. It will never last. Because nobody is perfect and life is not meant to be perfect. So, if you come from the place of self-love and willingness to learn and to grow together, you're in the right place.
Most definitely. Most definitely. Now, when it comes to communication traps, what are the most common ones, and why do we shift from defensiveness to curiosity?
The problem is that people don't understand the power of words. Words are building blocks of our reality. And blocks are, and words are spells. When somebody says something, people think, oh, it just words. I just said something. No, you didn't. When you say something, it meant something, and it became like a seed that has a possibility to grow into a tree. Again, it can affect you emotionally, it can affect your health, it can affect your body. Words are very, very powerful, and we should never disregard them. That's why affirmations is very important because they teach you how to speak to yourself, how to choose the right sentences in order to create change in your life. So words are very powerful. Obviously, people often use negativity and it comes out of them. And they expect that after feeling that way, that everything else will bloom and become beautiful and rosy. It doesn't. We're meant to speak with love and compassion to everybody, even if someone is negative. And you don't have to choose this person to be in your life, but you can always look at him or her with the compassion because these people simply don't understand. They're not aware. Their level of consciousness, it's not there yet. If it would be, they would not behave that way. But very often we look that it's something meant for us personally. And we accept this negativity as the personal abuse or threat. It's happening only because we don't feel good enough about ourselves. The moment we accept negative emotion, it becomes us. So when you say to yourself that whatever is said, you should not accept it emotionally and physically. Just let it go, like clouds in the sky. The clouds come and go. If you accept it as emotional abuse, if you accept it as your self-worth, and you downgrade yourself and you become upset about it, it's become part of you. It actually hurts you. So I'm a great believer that people should pay attention greatly about their thoughts, words, feelings, and emotions. And because most of the people live like robotically, they just say something, they don't think about it,
Yes.
even if later on you say, oh my God, why did I say that?
Yeah.
It will happen again and again unless you take responsibility for everything, for your words, for your emotions, for your thoughts, and for your actions. And the
Right.
moment you take responsibility, you become self-empowered because we
Yeah.
can't change the other person. It's not up to us. We have a free will, and so they do.
Right.
They also have a free will. So that's why we cannot change anyone but ourselves.
Right.
So we become magnet for a better relationship, a better work, a better way of living.
Right. That's so true. Now, if someone is listening and feeling behind in life, what is your first step to building momentum today?
I didn't understand this.
Oh no, sure. It's if someone's not feeling good about themselves, that they're feeling
Okay.
stuck, feeling, just that there's no hope in life, what is the first step so they can start to feel, get themselves on track and start to feel that inner power, that inner love, that connectiveness, that one mind, body, and soul connection? What could they do today to begin that journey?
Okay, first of all, there is always an intention behind anything. I believe if people just shopping around, just thinking, oh, let me look at this modality or let me look at that modality and do nothing in life with it because they don't feel strong enough, they have not made choice to
Yeah.
go on the spiritual journey, which is desire. I believe is everything. When you
Yeah.
truly want to heal your body, when you truly want to become empowered, and your desire is strong enough, the
Right.
universe comes your way. You make first step. You look for someone to help you. You actually look for a mentor. You can't do it yourself because when you are in a low state of consciousness and you feel emotionally drained and you cannot get out of the vicious circle because your consciousness is not wide enough to make you see what you cannot see. It's
Right.
like horse with the blinkers. You can only see what's in front of you. If
Yeah.
you could heal your body and your soul and your inner condition, you would do it many times over already. But if
Right.
you're stuck in the loop, it means you need someone to help you to unstuck. Someone to help you to move from the ground level of consciousness higher to be able to see a different view from your window of life.
Oh. Definitely, definitely. Now, can you tell us some of the services, some of the events, and some of the things that you provide for people?
First of all, I have online educational program called The Diamond Within, From Rough to Polished to Flawless, that help you to understand life from ground level up to the level of flow of like a diamond to become flawless, to build up slowly your awareness and understanding of your emotions, of your thoughts, of your health issues, to become self-empowered. So you don't need anybody else.
Right.
You need someone to begin with. I'm a great believer. Because if you go to psychologists, you become kind of chronically connected to psychologists. What
Yeah.
I would like to people to have to become self-empowered, to learn to begin with someone who comes from the level of higher consciousness, understanding, and experience. Because
Yes.
everything I teach comes from my experience, didn't come
Right.
from only book knowledge. I did courses, I read lots of books, but unless I experience myself, I cannot be sure if it's going to work. But
Right.
whatever I teach, it came through me, it came through my body, mind, and soul, helped me to heal my illness, my relationship, so I can be an example to someone else. Can help someone else to heal their relationship and health. So, in In this, the online program is 16 modules. It's professionally filmed in the studio. It's very easy to understand. There is book. The book comes with it. Obviously, questions and workbook with questions and answers, helping them. And I'm offering six coaching sessions to help them to learn through this program in the best possible way,
Right.
to hold their hands through the process, not just sell the program and get on with it. No, I will be there for them, always helping. And any question they have, I would be more than happy always answer them and to help them through the process. I have Oracle cards that are exceptionally helpful, that helps to bring your consciousness to a higher level. Affirmations. I also have blog. I have YouTube channel. I am on most of the social media, Instagram and LinkedIn and Facebook. I've written two books. One book is, it's called The Diamond Within, From Rough to Polished to Flawless, that the essence of my online program, that the philosophy of life and my teachings. And the second book, it's called The Poetry of the Soul. It's spiritual, inspirational poetry that builds you, your empowerment from within. And I will read you one of my poems so the people on the channel can hear it and can experience the inspiration behind the words. It helped to raise your vibration, raise your frequency, which is so important, especially with what's happening in the world now. And I'm offering free discovery session for anyone who will get in touch with me in order to help them to be aware how to change their life, how to empower themselves, how to understand that you can transform your emotional sensitivity into emotional power.
Yes, I love that. I love that. Now, where can people find your books?
Okay, first of all, my website, it's called thediamondwithin.co.uk. My books are on my website and on Amazon.
Okay.
Both of them. My first book became bestseller 5 years ago, and the second book, The Poetry of the Soul, just came out recently.
I love
So
it.
let me read one of the poem. It's called Connect to Diamond Within. Because the moment you connect to your diamond within, to your soul, your life changes 360 degrees. Connect to diamond within that lives forever. To hear the beauty of the whispers from your soul. Drink cup of love from ancient words of wisdom and taste eternity through vastness of the source. Look at the world through eyes of love and oneness. Feel every moment as a gift from God. Feel every moment as a gift from God. Be curious and open like a child. Drink happiness from chalice of your hope. Let inner light to shine through your filters, illuminating every step of life. And scarlet heart, like blanket of protection, will keep you safe in search for deeper love.
Oh, I love that. I love that so much. That's beautiful. That is so beautiful. Oh my goodness. Now, if we had to take today's conversation, you really wanted to emphasize on some important factors on what are some of the things you would really love the listeners to walk away with today?
I think the most important thing is to have desire to connect to the diamond within, to connect to the intelligence Most powerful intelligence exists. The moment they turn within and the moment they will become one with their soul, everything becomes so much more easier and so much more transparent. The filters that are blocking our awareness will slowly become more and more clear and more polished. And the moment you can see and feel clearly, you become unstoppable. There is nothing that you cannot become in this world because everything what we ever wanted, it's already within us. Everything we want to achieve, we already have achieved. But the reason why we're not feeling it and not experiencing, because of the limiting beliefs that are within us, that are blocking our understanding and our consciousness.
Yes, that is so true. That is so true. This has been amazing, Diana. I thank you so much for coming on the show today. I have the same beliefs as you, and I truly do believe if people can learn how to really connect within, their lives would change tremendously. The way they think, the way they react, the way they feel health-wise, everything would do a 360. And I think what you shared today was so powerful, and you're just a beautiful speaker, and everything was so in depth and from the heart. And I really thank you for coming on the show. And we, I asked some pretty powerful questions, and you gave some pretty powerful answers and guidance. And I thank you for just doing what you're doing. And you look beautiful, and your heart is just solid gold, And I thank you so much for being on our show today and sharing this. And I hope you'll come back and we could talk some more, because there's so many questions I'd love to ask you. And I just think you're a wonderful individual, both inside and out.
Thank you so much, Stacey. Thank you. Thank you. You're doing an amazing job. And whatever we do to make this world a better place for all of us will be happening much sooner than we think.
Yes. Oh, thank you so much. I really enjoyed this. Thank you, Diana.
Thank you. Thank you, Stacey.